Another active week this week, Senator. Amongst the activities was a rather lengthy hearing in the Education Committee this week.
Yes, we had, I think, three bills in education. One of them was a Senate joint resolution. That's the type of legislation that usually requires a vote by the people. So it would go to the ballot box. It would be a change in our Constitution, actually in addition to the Constitution of Missouri. And so it has to be approved in the Senate and, of course, in the House, and does not require the signature of the governor. But if it's approved by the House and the Senate, then it would go on the ballot, and the people of Missouri would get to decide whether it would be added to the Constitution. And it was something that not too many years ago, you would wonder why in the world you would ever have to have something like this. But today, we see what seems to be a very important need for it. The resolution simply says that boys will play on boys' teams and girls will play on girls' teams in athletics. There's lots and lots of medical information out there that demonstrates the differences physiologically of the male body and the female body, and that came out, of course, in some testimony. We had one coach who'd been coaching for over 40 years. I don't remember if it was 50 years yet, who certainly was in support of it. He'd been coaching teams for many years. You would have thought, well, that just seems normal. But today, in this age of kind of a gender dysphoria that has invaded the country, many of the things that we used to consider mental illness and we would try to treat them and change a person's thinking, today we kind of have normalized. And so we had a long, long list of witnesses in opposition to the bill, most of which were from parents whose children are going through some of these struggles. And it was clear, at least it seemed clear to me, that these are both parents and young people who have probably been hurt and are in pain regarding some of the struggles that they're having. It's not always easy to know when a parent comes up and says, well, I have a transgender daughter, or I have a transgender son, and I frankly am never absolutely sure. Okay, are we talking about a young man who thinks he's a girl? Or are we talking about a young girl who thinks she's a man? It just isn't always clear from the way that these conversations go. What really was clear and was heartbreaking is the struggles that these parents have gone through and now are very angry. The population in general isn't eager to accept these changes that many times the parents are even helping to accommodate in their children with drugs and treatments and just the chemistry that is introduced into their bodies to try to make them different than how God has created them. And I can't imagine the kind of internal struggles that creates both in the children and in the parents. It did seem very clear that they all had been hurt and were in pain and angry at us because we were considering saying that if their son wanted to play on the girls' team, he wouldn't be able to do that, or if their daughter wanted to play on the boys' team, that she wouldn't be able to do that because she really thinks she's a boy or he really thinks he's a girl. And we had one parent of a four-year-old who had already begun helping that four-year-old to change who they were from male to female, or maybe from female to male, I can't remember which, at 4 years old, with the kinds of physiological and mental impacts that that would have. And what was really, I guess, probably most disappointing, I think that was the final witness of the hearing, was after that parent testified about her 4-year-old child, what that 4-year-old child was going through by her hand. There were cheers that went up from those who were there to testify in opposition to the bill. And that, to me, demonstrated a serious misunderstanding of the whole issue.
On the floor this week, the bulk of the time spent, especially Tuesday night into Wednesday, essentially on tort reform, then wound up one measure, and the second measure was brought up. But that continues to be a very difficult issue to get through.
It is. Missouri has a powerful trial attorney bar. We don't have a lot of attorneys in the Senate anymore. We do have a number in the House. I don't know how that number relates to previous years. And we have some attorneys that are very conservative in their view of what the law should do and how torts should be handled in Missouri. We debated through the night and into the morning on one of those issues. It just seemed for a long time that there was not going to be any resolution, and none of us was sure just exactly how this would go on because both sides of the issue seemed pretty well dug in. And through the Senate leadership and the cooperation of some of the members of the Senate and trying to work together and trying to come up with a solution, there finally was kind of a multi-issue approach that worked to a final resolution, and we were able to move on to additional legislation, and we were able to address some very serious tort issues that we've been trying to address for some time and try to deal with some of the things that I think have been abused by the trial bar. Their opinion might be different. I feel like it was a good resolution to what was a very difficult night, a very difficult problem. The Senate went away, I think, feeling like even though we still have some serious disagreements, we're still able to work together on these issues and try to come up with an outcome that we feel will benefit the citizens of Missouri.